Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth. It is Friday. Oh, what day is it? January 25th. I should look at the calendar before I start talking. That would be helpful, probably. But I don't. So, as it is. I think a lot of us are probably really, really cold today. I heard some news reports of Chicago being below zero, so that's fun. We're down around 10 degrees or so here in St. Louis, which is cold, although not quite as cold as, well, I don't know. Things haven't started freezing yet on my face when I walk outside, so I think it's still okay. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for your support of the Coffee Hour. You can find out more about them at cuw.edu, or you can go to our website, kfuo.org, and find them in the sponsor section. One of my favorite things on my maybe really growing list of favorite things to talk about is missionaries and missionary stories. And I love when we have them in studio when they're on Reconnect and we're able to hear from them in their own words. But something that is always good to go back to is how to become a missionary. So David Fiala, Assistant Director of Missionary Recruitment for the LCMS Office of International Mission, joining me in studio on this lovely cold Friday.
Brr, single digits in the thermometer in my car as I was driving into the office this morning. And that's a first for us in our short amount of time, 5 years in the St. Louis area. I've never seen single digits.
Yeah.
My northern Fahrenheit.
Northern, right, yeah. It is not Celsius today. It is Fahrenheit. Yeah, that's true. When you're in Europe, single digits is a normal thing.
Yeah,
negatives are a normal thing.
You go overseas and all of a sudden everything is in Celsius, so it's like zero is the freezing point. So there is some logic to it, but above and below zero, you know, it works. But in Fahrenheit, single digits to me, that's like, whoa, that is cold.
It is cold. Yeah, bringing back memories of my youth. And I was telling somebody when I walked in, when I was in school in Chicago, I walked to my internship when the wind chill outside was like negative 35. It was fine. I survived. It's cold. But enough about weather. We're here to talk about how to become a missionary.
Indeed.
Yeah. And this is what we're talking about. But how do I become a missionary?
How do you become a missionary? Well, if you're, first of all, there are some basic criteria for individuals who desire to be missionaries of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And the first of those criteria is that criteria. Is that the correct plural of criteria or singular?
Criterion.
Oh, yeah. There should be an end. The first criterion. Sorry, it's early. It's cold. Latin isn't working so well. Those
Friday.
Plurals and
We're
singular endings. Yeah, yeah. So the first thing, there we go. The
English.
First thing you need to be, if you want to be a missionary for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, is you need to be a member of a congregation that belongs to the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. This is our first stipulation. And after that, we are looking for all sorts of people. Mm-hmm. We are looking for clergymen. We are looking for deaconesses. We are looking for other rosterable church work professionals, DCEs, directors of parish music, directors of Christian outreach, DCOs. Goodness. There's hardly a professional vocation within the Synod that we're not seeking a portion of that population to consider for international service opportunities. So if you come from this background and you have this interest, this something in your heart that says international mission, explore that. Call us at the Synod here and talk to me in missionary recruitment about your interest in serving abroad. Mm-hmm. So we have the church work side of things. We do need those church work professionals. We also need professionals from other possibly left-hand kingdom, more the secular realm. We need folks who are good business administrators. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, we're actually seeking accountants.
Yeah.
Lutheran accountants to be missionaries.
That sounds really cool.
It is. And it's a whole different type of service when you're in the foreign field. Are you the Lutheran accountant who's going to be out doing the evangelism and, you know, out there in the villages telling people about Jesus, you know, if you're in like rural Africa? No. In fact, we have the professional church workers who are out there doing the intentional evangelism. But what we lack And what we have areas to grow as far as staff to bring in is in that business management and in the accounting side. A lot of what we do in international mission, yes, we proclaim the gospel. Yes, we plant churches. Yes, we do mercy. But there's something underneath. There's the underpinning that helps our regional offices function well and allows us to keep up our not-for-profit organization status mm-hmm. and to keep all of those ducks in a row. And these are the unsung heroes, I think, in many of our mission fields, our business managers. What we're hoping to develop is an associate business manager within the regions that have really specific accounting needs. And these are real positions. Now, so you go and you live overseas and you're this awkward, funny looking person who doesn't blend in with the rest of the culture because I don't know, maybe you're this Caucasian from North America who speaks English really well, but no other foreign languages. Trust me, when you go overseas, you're going to stick out like a sore thumb. And as you're living your life, shopping for your groceries, riding on public transportation, trying to speak to the driver, people are going to notice you're not from there. And they're going to ask you, what are you doing here? Aha. At this moment, you actually do become the person who speaks the gospel. Mm-hmm. So it certainly is part of your life, even if you're the accountant living overseas, but it's not your bread and butter 9-to-5 day-to-day reality, which is why we want all of our missionaries to be good Missouri Synod congregation members and have a grasp on the very basic truths of Scripture as we confess them in Luther's Small Catechism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. In those roles, it's more of just living out your vocation as a Lutheran. And, and just like here in the States, conversations come up and you end up talking about your faith. And it's the same thing when you're overseas working as a missionary. And you said the business managers being the underpinning. We had the pleasure of having them in studio, the current business managers. And it is fascinating the work that they do, things that you'd never think about. But I mean, having those missionary, the regions that we work in, they have to function too, just like mm-hmm. anything else. And that includes, running it properly, having your books done well, and the things that they do are really fascinating. So before we run out of time, we have about 3.5 minutes. I know we could talk about this for days. I love talking about mission work. Africa. Needs in Africa.
Yeah, so I was working with Shawn Trump mm-hmm. and Gary Schulte. These are our two field leaders in Africa. Pastor Shawn Trump works in Anglophone Africa, which is typically the eastern and southern part of the continent. And Gary Schulte works in Francophone Africa, which is just about everywhere else where we are sending mission. Obviously, there are places in Africa where we are not sending missionaries, mostly out of security and safety and whatnot. But the places where we are, Francophone and Anglophone Africa, we have some needs there for pastors specifically, and we also have needs for other workers as well. But I'm highlighting today these pastoral roles. And yes, if you're going to go to Francophone Africa, you're going to have to come in with some French in your back pocket, or you're going to have to be willing to learn French. And this is something that Gary Schulte is really pushing. We're looking to add more people to the team to create some new positions, to put missionaries next to already existing missionaries. Mm-hmm. So kind of forming clusters of people. And Francophone Africa is one of these places where we're hoping to bring in some new folks. And obviously on the Anglophone side as well, we have some really specific positions that we're looking for to fill in Tanzania and in Kenya and in Uganda and possibly even in Ethiopia. Mm. So that would be the Anglophone side of things.
Perfect. And then you mentioned also Latin America. Some really, really cool needs.
Yeah, we are still helping out, for instance, on the island of Puerto Rico. In many other places we're helping out, but I'm specifically focusing on Puerto Rico right now because we're still assisting in the disaster response efforts going in that island. And we have recently deployed some new missionaries to that site. And we're trying to round out that team and bring in a business management individual who can work alongside these pastors we recently called and other church workers we recently called to assist in that disaster response. So if you've got some Spanish language in your back pocket, you've got some business management skills, I would like to hear from you.
Yeah. And that's so often we forget about disaster response things when they get out of the news cycle and it's months and a year down the road, we forget that work is still going on. Yeah. And there's still that need.
Yep.
Yeah. What we have just about a minute left. Process. How would somebody start this process of, hey, this sounds like something interesting. What do I do?
So you can visit the Senate's website, lcms.org, and you can do /service. And you can find the beginning of our candidate processes there. And you can also just shoot an email to the Senate Information Desk, and they'll connect you to me, and we can start having the conversation. But a lot of it is, if you feel that, well, maybe you're the person, or maybe you know somebody who might have this, direct them to contact the Senate and start the conversation.
Yeah. And that lcms.org/service, that has all the full list of everything that you're looking for?
We're very vague. We're very, very okay. vague on the website, and that's kind of intentionally. But it's there. The start of the process is there, and you complete a form called a missionary service inquiry, mm-hmm. and that's where you provide a lot of personal biographical data and let me know who you are and what your interest is and what your education is,
yeah.
and it starts the conversation.
Perfect. David Fiala, Assistant Director of Missionary Recruitment for the LCMS Office of International Mission. Thanks for joining me on the Coffee Hour today.
Thanks for having me, Sarah.